as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside nobody at all, because once again, I am alone here in the People's Studio. Anthony is on the phone, though. We are live with the People's Studio, fully equipped, properly equipped, mics and all. It's beautiful. It's beautiful sound here in the studio, Anthony. You're missing out here. Anthony, how the hell are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm bummed I'm not in the studio enjoying the great sound quality. But I'm definitely happy to be on with you to talk a little hockey tonight. Let's go. A little late night recording.
A little late night recording. So we promised the listeners to get an episode out every week now. We are literally doing whatever we possibly can to get an episode out. I will be in Orlando by the time you're listening to this episode. So we are recording it a day earlier from what we normally do. But we're making it happen. We are making it happen for our great listeners of the show. We appreciate all of the support. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod and on all podcasting platforms at the Power Play Podcast. Let's get down to it, buddy. Anthony, you have, or I actually have, a question of the day. I have a hot topic on my brain that I need to get out here.
A little quick question of the day.
It's not even a quick question. It's just like a quick topic. That's really just kind of not really grinding my gears, but it's really just it's been on my mind for the past couple of days after we saw free agency hit.
All right, let's go.
And it's in regards to the contracts that we're seeing in the NHL. And Anthony, if I were to ask you who you think the best player in the league right now is, who would you say?
Sid the Kid.
Crosby. So Sidney Crosby is the 31st highest paid player in the National Hockey League. The 31st. There are 30 other players in the National Hockey League getting paid more money than Sidney Crosby. And I looked up these stats while we were setting up for the show and everything. I actually was doing some really just great note taking here. 31 players are higher paid than Sidney Crosby. We're talking names like Matt Duchene, Artemi Panarin, Drew Doughty, guys like that. And guess who is getting paid the same amount of money as Sidney Crosby?
Like Henrik Lundqvist makes about the same.
Kevin P.S. Hayes got his deal from the Flyers, and it is the same amount of money that the Penguins are paying Sidney Crosby.
Crosby's making.
It's incredible. What are your thoughts on this?
It's very simple. It has nothing to do with these players being better or anything like that. It's just when Sidney Crosby signed his ticket, it was, what, six, seven years ago now?
Yeah.
It's just the market price goes up and up every year. Salary cap has a lot to do with it. So those are the things that are driving these players getting more money. And there's nothing to do with skill, talent, or anything deserving. He just signed his ticket at a different time.
Yep.
And that's all it is. Now, that being said, I have no problem with the players making as much money as possible.
Yeah.
I know McDavid's sitting at, like, I think, $12.5 a year.
Yeah, he's one of the top guys.
Deserves every penny. I think Panarin deserves every penny of his deal. I have no problem with it, and I don't think Crosby has a problem with it either, honestly. I think he's happy making the money he's making, and I think he's happy that his team has a lot more cap room to sign another guy.
Yeah, no, that's for sure, and that kind of leads me to my next point about it is the teams that are signing these great players, these great young players for many years to come are loving this because of this situation right now where – so the Penguins paid Sidney Crosby like three or four years ago a bunch of money at the time for many years to come. And now they're like, if he were to get paid now, it would be so much more money. So teams are wanting to lock up their young guys for a longer term as quick as possible.
Absolutely.
But as
Absolutely.
A player, you see guys, they take these deals. They some of these players are actually looking for those longer term deals because they like the security. But how much of it do you think, I mean, needs to be factored in now that the money, I mean, we're seeing it change so fast over time that, like, if you were a player in the league, would you want to go for the term or would you want to go for the money? Would you take a three-year deal knowing that you're going to end up getting paid even more in the next 3 years?
I think it's, to me, this just may be the way my brain thinks, but I'd want to go for the term.
Yeah.
I want the security. I want the no trade clause. I want to know where I'm going to be. You know,
you want that safety.
Yeah, because you're not just making money over 1 year. You're accumulating a lot over that period of time. and like guys like Crosby or Ovechkin, who's making a similar salary, you know, they have a lot of money coming in through endorsement deals.
Oh yeah,
through CCM, Bauer, commercials they're doing, everything. Those guys have a lot of other income coming in, so their NHL salary isn't even their only source of income. So that being said, they're not worried about it. And if I was a guy looking for either long term, like a 7/10, or you know, like or 5/3 or whatever, I'm definitely taking the longer term deal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can definitely
absolutely
see.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
I can definitely see both sides. It's just crazy to think about how times change that quickly to where now Sidney Crosby's the 31st highest paid player in the league, and he's still the best player in the league.
Still making $8 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah,
not,
no.
Let's not forget, he's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not chump change by any means.
The league minimum $700K,
yeah.
You know,
that's fair. That's fair. Now, moving on, Anthony, to the Pims of the Week. It's time. It's time for the Pims of the Week, and you are – I'm giving this one to you. I'm throwing it over to you for the first 2 minutes. I believe you have something to say about one restricted free agent here that's catching some heat. What do you got?
Yeah, but back on the salary cap issue, we're going to bring up Mitch Marner.
You like the segue right there, bud?
And that was beautiful, buddy.
Professional right there. Professionally
absolute,
done.
Absolute beaut. So Mitch Marner, he is holding out right now. For a big contract, which he very much deserves. I think the fans of Toronto and other cities have been giving him a pretty hard time about waiting out and trying to get his money. And the Crosby and Ovechkin debate has been brought up, oh, they're not making this much money. It's like, yeah, no, duh. They signed these contracts 6 to 7 years ago. But yeah, they're not going to be making that money. Of course not. So my thing is that they need to lay off Marner, let this guy get paid. He deserves every penny of it. And just move on. I saw probably the most ignorant comment I saw was on Twitter. Somebody said, "Don't be something along the lines of don't be an asshole like Nylander and waste half
Jesus.
The season. You're not worth the $12 million just sign a contract."
Oh yeah,
Mitch Marner.
Oh yeah.
Okay, first of all, Mitch Marner is a way better player than Nylander. He's a franchise player.
He is
game changing talent.
And it's funny because he's on that team. He would be looked at as the third best player on that team. And if he would go to any other team,
I like him. I think he's the best player on that team.
You think he's better than JT and Austin Matthews?
I do. I think
really?
His playmaking abilities, his speed, his on ice awareness. That kid is amazing. He's so amazing.
Now, I got a question for you, though, because I actually had this argument with Amish Mike the other day.
That's taking nothing away from Matthews or Tavares. They're both awesome players.
I actually had this argument with Amish Mike the other day, who's a big Lightning fan. We were talking about Braden Point and how much Braden Point's success has something to do with the fact that the Tampa Bay Lightning are so stacked around him. Now, how much of that do you think is the key or the factor with Mitch Marner? How much do you think that takes into account, the fact that he's playing with such good players around him like Austin Matthews and John Tavares? Like, how, you say he's a great playmaker, but all those great playmakers need great goal scorers as well to tag along with that. So what are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question, and something that I'm actually glad you brought up, because if you watch Maple Leafs games, Marner's got a wicked shot and can put the puck away. But he also is setting these guys up just as much as he's getting to.
So
he's a great setup man. He knows where everyone is on the ice. He has great awareness. He had several no look passes for goals this season.
Yeah.
So he's the guy setting up plays a lot of the time. He's the one making everyone around him better, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay.
I think he makes Matthews look better. Tavares look better. The power play runs smoother. I think he's the one out there doing a lot of the work, maybe not getting credit on every play, but doing a lot of setup work.
You're quarterbacking this play, Rizzo.
Absolutely. The only thing to be quarterbacking now is the bench.
Oh, man. Such a great movie. 2 minutes going to the Mitch Marner haters and the people that are freaking out over that contract.
Absolutely. Two minutes well-deserved.
2 minutes well-deserved. Now we're going 4 minutes to the PIM leaders, the newest PIM leaders of the show, the EA Sports NHL creators. Join the list once again.
All-time
PIMS leader. They're gonna take it over, because next year they're gonna do the same bullshit and it's gonna just continue and continue.
All new physics.
So EA Sports NHL just released another, like a little teaser for what they're going to release tomorrow, like a full gameplay trailer tomorrow. But the teaser says motion improvements, explosive transitions is what they're focusing on. And during my time of doing some nice research, I went back and scrolled through the NHL 2019 Instagram posts, and they said something along the lines of it was motion skating. So motion skating last year and explosive transitions this year. Now I'm not an NHL guy here. I've never played in the National Hockey League, but I have stepped foot on ice and played hockey before. And I'm pretty sure explosive transitions and motion skating are the same exact thing. It's unbelievable how they can continue to do this crap and feed us this garbage. And I buy the games. I'm going to continue to buy the garbage that they keep putting out for us. But please, for the love of God, fix something that actually matters. Your game modes are trash. Stop worrying about all the Ultimate Team money and fix your actual game modes. Franchise mode is boring. Be a Pro is boring. It's terrible.
They need to take some notes from 2K.
Exactly. Or even go look over at what Madden's doing. Holy shit.
Madden's always the best.
I mean, it's prehistoric compared to what all the other EA Sports branches are doing. It's just embarrassing. So 4 minutes going to the Chell franchise for just another garbage teaser.
I love our 5 minutes.
Oh,
everything else is so specific. it's just the whole. It's all encompassing.
So
go ahead.
So the 5 minutes here, and in our notes that Anthony shoot back and forth to each other. 5 minutes. It just says the NBA.
That's all.
The NBA as a whole gets this 5 minutes. Now we're into summertime, and the hockey news is not as flowing and as frequent as possible. So you're gonna get this throughout the summer of us just talking about more than just hockey. And this is where this is probably one of the most well deserved 5 minutes ever, because the NBA deserves just to be game misconduct here for what I just saw today in a trade that happened.
Five in a game?
A trade. Listen to this, Anthony. Listen to this. A trade for a superstar player by the name of Russell Westbrook from the Oklahoma City Thunder was traded to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul. And get this. So Russell Westbrook is the best player on that team by far for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Franchise player. For hockey terms, that's like trading away your Austin Matthews or your Mitch Marner or your Sidney Crosby for that team.
Yeah.
They traded Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul, who's an aging veteran, and this is the best part. Two first-round picks. You want to guess the years here, Anthony? A 2024 first-round pick and a 2026 first-round pick. So 5 years and 7 years from now.
They're thinking way in the future.
This is just embarrassing. The kids are still in high school. They're not even in college yet. That's picks for kids that are not even in college yet. And you're trading that far down the road. How do you do that?
2024, like they're just coming into high school.
Yeah, they're just like
26, they're not even in high school.
It's ridiculous. Like, how is this?
You were even like, why does that even come up?
Yeah, exactly. How do you get away with trading that far down the road? Who knows what could happen that far down the road? Like, what the hell?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, now, and teams are getting stacked, and it's just. If I'm an NBA fan, like, how do you defend yourself with that? Like, 5 years and 7 years down the road, you're trading picks. That's just insane, man. 5 years is going to the NBA. 2 minutes going to Mitch Marner haters. 4 minutes going to the Chell franchise. 5 to the NBA. That's our Pims of the Week. And Anthony, we are moving on. Hopefully you have a setup of the week, because I'm hitting you hard.
I got a good setup this week.
What do you got this week for us, buddy? Wait a second. Hold on.
I'm going to show you on the interwebs here.
Okay.
FaceTime.
Beautiful.
But let me explain it to everyone who can't see. I'll give a great explanation of this one. It's Jenny Harz. She plays goalie for the German national team. She. The German women national
women's.
Team. The women's
national women's.
Team. She has a Bauer 2S setup, which is pretty common. It's actually a stock graphic, but it's not just any stock graphic. Most of their stock graphics are white-based. This is black-based with the Germany yellow and red trim on it.
Nice.
So they're mostly all black pads, which you don't see a lot. They're super sick. They're super sick. And with females being on top lately in professional sports and getting theirs lately, I thought it a great time to bring it up. She has an awesome setup. I'm hoping to see this in some international play coming up. I don't really know if Germany makes the major tournaments. I'm assuming by this setup that they must be doing all right.
Yeah. I think they make the tournament.
Also, she is from Germany, plays for the German team, two-time Olympian, also UMD Bulldog.
Oh, nice. Big USA Hockey guy, you know. Yeah. Although it's not USA Hockey, but
she's
it's
a USA Hockey girl.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She is.
That's awesome.
She's not, but she plays college.
Yeah.
College hockey.
She's in the system. She's in the system.
Yeah, absolutely in the
solid take right there. Solid setup of the week. You can check out that setup of the week and all of Anthony's setups of the week on Twitter at the Power Play Pod and on Instagram at the Power Play Pod. Go check those out for sure. Anthony does a great job with the setup of the week. I give him credit. And next week, when we are together in the People studio, I will have the Val Venus drop. I will have the Val Venus drop. Because I was going to put the Val Venus drop in for this, but because you're plugged in. You are actually plugged in. I can't do it. So that was the setup of the week. Check it out on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. And now it is time for the starts, the sits, and the call-ups. Anthony, what do you got for your start? Because I saw it, and I'm happy about this.
All right. I am starting Capo Caco. I'm starting his entry-level deal with our New York Rangers. Very excited about it. Let me take it a step further. I'm excited for all the entry-level deals from all the rookies coming in that were drafted this year. I love seeing young talent hit the ice. I love watching the Calder race every year. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting year.
Runaway. I think I got Capo down for 70 or 80 goals this year.
Conn Smythe, too. Don't forget about that.
He used to be a close second, I think, you know, with his 30 points or whatever. But I think Capo's got this one in the bag, 80, 90 points minimum.
Yeah, that Hughes guy. It's kind of odd that a lot of teams started developmental camp last week or a few weeks ago, or like kind of almost right after the draft. The Devils just started theirs like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Very interesting.
I'm not sure why that is.
And we saw Jack Hughes take the ice. He had a it's kind of funny because Devils fans are like, Jack Hughes had this like tap in one timer during like 3-on-3s, and like Devils Twitter is just going up nuts about it, and like the reporters are going nuts about it. I'm like, buddy, That's a three on three tap in one timer. Like, what are you talking about? Settle down. Like
that being said, the Devils are lucky to have Jack Hughes.
They are, and I'm very excited to see Jack Hughes play. Anthony, what is your sit? Who are you sitting this week?
You know what? I'm gonna catch heat for this.
Are you?
I'm gonna catch heat for this.
Oh boy.
But I'm sitting soccer.
Oh.
I've seen these ridiculous. I mean, first of all, I like the goal celebrations at the women's soccer team.
Yes.
USA women's soccer. I like the sipping the tea. I think that's great. That's awesome.
Yes.
But, like, they won the World Cup or whatever for, like, the fourth time.
Yeah.
It's like they're acting like they won the Stanley Cup. It's like, settle down. Like,
yeah. It's a tough look.
I get it, but, like, come on.
We got to be used to it at this point.
Come on.
We got to be used to it at this point,
yeah,
right?
It's not the cup.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that may be a very poor take, but, you know. You're going to catch heat on this one.
This is one thing I don't want to catch heat for. I don't want to catch heat because I don't care if it's women's soccer or men's soccer. That's not the point. The point is, like, if you're celebrating that much in soccer over an international tournament, you need to settle it down.
So you have
that big of a deal.
You're not a big soccer fan.
Not a
you're
soccer
also
guy.
A big not you're also not a big NBA fan.
I'm not a soccer guy or an NBA fan, but I would much more understand this long week-long celebration with the parade and all that they're getting.
Yeah.
If this was like over the course of like a long season, like the NBA season, I get it. You know, I'm whatever like soccer, whatever the whatever they do.
Either way, you're sitting women's soccer.
I'm sitting
Team USA women's soccer at that.
I'm shutting the Twitter down.
Oh, don't worry. Our fans are just going to be shutting the Twitter down after hearing that comment.
Anyways.
Go on to your call-up. See if you can save yourself with a call-up.
Not women's soccer. Soccer in general. I'm not going to say – I don't think I'm going to save myself with a call-up. But I'm definitely calling up the Chicago Pro Hockey League. And the reason I'm calling them up
– better be a different reason this time around, because I think you called them up 2 weeks ago.
I called up the Summer Pro Leagues.
Okay.
But I'm calling the CPHL up, the Chicago Pro Hockey League up. Specifically, it's the summer league for a lot of the pros from the Blackhawks and pros who are from Chicago or Illinois. Garrett Sparks plays in it. Kane usually plays in it. Taves.
Current Jacksonville Iceman player. Current Jacksonville Iceman player Matt Eustaski.
Yep.
Plays for him. Is it Matt Eustaski? Matt? Mike? Matt? Is it Matt?
I think it's Matt.
Poor research. Don't at us.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be getting a message from Beth after this one.
I'm going off the rails. I know we will. I'm going off the rails. I'll try to get it back on track here. I'm calling it up because I saw Kendall Coyne lighting it up last night.
Tearing it up.
On Instagram from the Chicago Pro League. She looked great out there scoring goals with a wicked backhander in the front. So she's tearing it up. It's good to see the men and the women pros playing together. And it's just like we saw at the skills contest where she was just as fast.
Oh yeah,
faster than most of the guys. She was out there ripping it up, keeping it up with everyone. Like that's like it's awesome to see that the women's hockey program has come so far.
I'm not sure the umpire is calling you safe out on this one, buddy. You were shitting on women's soccer beforehand, and now you are calling up. Basically, you're calling up women's hockey in the Chi Pro League.
I'm always calling up women's hockey because I love women's hockey, and I'm always gonna sit soccer because I hate soccer.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That was good.
That's my start sit call up.
I would try to top that. Go ahead. You know, I don't think I can. I don't know if I can top that as in like if I can.
You know, I'm such a good heel. You can't top it with controversy.
Yeah, no. I I'm like the John Cena of the show. I pander to everyone. I'm like a little panda bear.
I'm starting the city of Jacksonville.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing any of that. Actually, this is great. So I'm starting Phil Kessel in Arizona. I started the trade last week, and now I'm starting Phil Kessel in Arizona by itself now because, according to reports, ticket sales are skyrocketing now that Phil the Thrill is in Arizona. And it's incredible to see.
Phil the Thrill. You know why? You know why they want to see him?
Why? What?
He's a nice guy.
Tries hard,
and he loves the game.
Absolutely loves the game, and he's an absolute beauty. He's bringing the hot dogs to Arizona, and ticket sales are up an insane amount. I gotta bring it up.
He's bringing hot dogs and two Stanley Cups.
Yes, he is.
Two very heavy rings.
Yes.
Over to Arizona to help them be competitive.
Yes, 100%. And you know, I gotta bring this up because I'm really confused at it, and I wanted to get your take on it. So TSN released an article about the Phil Kessel ticket sales thing, and then they said. Ticket sales for Arizona are up 600 per space sent. And I didn't understand that. I didn't know if that's like a Canadian thing.
Is that a joke?
I don't know. I've never heard of someone refer to something as up 600%. Like, how do you, I thought you can only go up to 100%. Like, is that a thing? Am I just stupid for this?
You're pretty stupid for this. This is one of your worst takes.
Is it? Can you go up 600%?
It's very simple math.
Is it,
my friend? It's very simple.
Okay, well, I guess we'll touch up on this another time after the show. But I just didn't understand that it said. But there on TSN it said per cent. So I just don't. I don't know. I'm calling up and I have to pause you on our FaceTime here, buddy. Because I don't have to pause you. The iPads are fancy nowadays, bud.
Ooh.
Oh, look at this! I got you in the corner of my iPad right now. Holy shit!
I'm still here.
Holy shit. This is great. Oh my God. This show is just taking on to another level right now. Oh my God.
We got all the pieces.
So, and Israel, I have on my notes too, so I'm not just shooting out my ass here.
We can look at each other from 15 miles away.
Here we go. So my sit, and this is not a bad sit here. I know normally our sits are bad, but this sit is just a so long farewell. It was a great career for Matt Cullen. Three-time Stanley Cup champion Matt Cullen won three cups, one with the Canes, two in Pittsburgh. He finishes his career second in games played behind Chris Chelios, second-round pick from the Mighty Duck from the Mighty Ducks back in the day. He finishes a great career. I'm sitting Matt Cullen just as a tribute, as a respect to his career. It's so long. Farewell to a great United States-born hockey player in Matt Cullen. That's what I got right there. Your sit was very controversial. My sit is paying respect to a great hockey player.
Matt Cullen, 21 years in the NHL, drafted in 1996, 35th overall by the Ducks. That's pretty impressive. Hell of a career. Congratulations to him. Good luck in his retirement. I'm sure he'll, like most players, find his way back to the rink. Somehow, some way. Maybe in the front office. We'd love to see something like that.
For sure. Great career, no doubt, for Matt Cullen. And
also,
Mike,
Vinny, he's a college hockey guy.
Yeah, big college.
Yeah, USA guy, St. Cloud State.
Yeah, what a guy.
He was on the WCHA all-rookie team in 1995.
I was looking over his – are you on his hockey DB right now?
Yeah.
Do you notice something on there, though? He played for the AHL team called the Mighty Ducks. He played for the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks. I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah, so did Avery.
Sean Avery?
He played for the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks.
Really?
He was in the system for the Red Wings, but he played in Cincinnati.
Really? That's kind of cool.
In his AHL career, yeah.
I never knew that was a thing, so that's pretty cool. So my call up is Ryan O'Reilly at the ESPYs. So I'm not sure if you saw the video, but the St. Louis Blues won an ESPY. A hockey team won an ESPY. That
I'm very surprised to hear that.
That is news. That is big news and great news as it is alone. But I'm calling up Ryan O'Reilly for his speech after accepting the award, but he went on stage and he says, not word for word here, but he says, "Wait a minute, let me take out my teeth or my tooth so I don't spit all over the celebrities in the crowd or in the front row." So he takes out his tooth and the crowd, like, he just got to think the crowd is just like, "Whoa, what the hell? We're used to like all these like NBA guys and Even NFL, honest. Yeah, like these divas." And then Ryan O'Reilly comes up there and just pulls his tooth right out. It was just great. So I'm calling up Ryan O'Reilly at the ESPYs for that great display of what a hockey player truly is and what a real athlete really is. That you can at me awesome. On that one. I'll take that one.
You're an idiot.
I'm sorry. I just wanted some type of heat. I'm not. So
dozens.
Oh man, that's great. So that was my start sits call ups. That was Anthony's start sits call ups. Anthony, I think it's time here. I think it's time for the main event of the show. And I didn't even mention what the main event of the show was at the beginning of the show. So shame on me if you are sitting here listening to the show, wondering what the hell we're going to do as a main event, because nothing really has happened in the hockey world. Anthony and I are drafting here.
A more organized draft.
Much more organized draft here.
We're going to remember our picks this time.
I'm going to write them down, or Anthony's going to write them down, whichever one we're going to do. And the fans are going to go on there and go on our Twitter, at the Power Play Pod, and vote for who you think has the best. You know what? You ready for this one? You ready for it? Team of jerseys all time. Okay. So we're drafting the greatest jerseys of all time.
I got some ideas.
I will give you the 101 here. Anthony, you are on the clock for the best jersey of all time.
If you're giving me the 101, the jersey I want forever.
Forever.
For me, it's an easy, quick choice.
Is it?
It's the original eggplant Anaheim Mighty Ducks jersey with the duck logo, the cross sticks.
Yep.
Every time I think about it, I think about Paul Kariya just lighting the lamp.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful scene in my mind. Easy 101 for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's – I'm looking at my list right now that I created for it, and the Mighty Ducks jerseys are on there as number one. Like, that was – that's the only way to go. And
I feel like it's an easy one-on-one for me.
For sure.
Like nothing's even close. In my opinion.
Now, I've got two picks here. So the way our drafts work, folks, if you're not used to a snake draft, for fantasy terms, it's Anthony gets it's first, second, second, first, kind of like that. That's the turn. So I get two picks here, and my first pick is may come as a surprise or it may not. I'm going with the Kachina jerseys of the Arizona Coyotes.
Those are absolutely nasty.
Those jerseys are mine. Those jerseys 100% are sick. We're so glad when we saw them come back, make a comeback this past season. And I'm excited to see them in the future. I'm excited to see Phil the Thrill in those Cochina jerseys later on in his later on this season. And my next jersey, it's a Homer jersey. It's the Homer pick. You knew this was coming. I'm picking the Statue of Liberty jerseys.
You took my pick, you son of a
bitch. The Rangers Statue of Liberty jerseys. So right now, Anthony has the Mighty Ducks jerseys as his first pick, and I go with the Statue of Liberty jerseys and the Cochina jerseys for my team so far. And Anthony's writing in the notes what his picks are going to be. I cannot believe
writing,
he's doing
I'm
this.
I'm writing everyone's picks.
Oh, okay. I was about to do it right here, but you got it. All right, good shit.
So I'll go over the – the draft
Amish the producer's asleep right now. He's got to work in the morning, so
I love that guy. Amish is the man.
So you now have back-to-back picks, and you have back-to-back picks, and then I have back-to-back picks, and it'll be my final picks. So
yeah, I'm gonna go with one that's maybe a little more underrated. You don't see it as much anymore. I mean, the Ducks came back with their
Are you going two Ducks jerseys here?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
I was just saying the Ducks came back with their eggplant jerseys. I think this year, didn't they?
They did.
The same logo, but black.
Yeah. It was so black. Similar. It was whack.
So I'm going back to a jersey that has been played around with a little bit, but it's the '70s era yellow LA Kings jersey with the crown on it and the purple trim.
Nice, solid pick.
They were used in with purple jerseys. Those were the yellow jerseys were their home jerseys.
Yes.
Because at the time, teams in the league wore white at home.
Yep.
So the yellow served as their home jerseys, and the purple was their away jerseys.
Yep.
So they're the only team in the league that didn't have white jerseys at home at the time. They've brought it back a little bit, I think, in the late 2000s, as a tribute.
This is just a tribute. You gotta believe. Sorry, it's Tenacious D action right there, bud.
Tenacious D for you.
For you.
For you, Ferda. Yeah, so that's... That's my 202.
Okay. So you now have the Mighty Ducks jerseys, and you now have the yellow, not the purple ones. You're just picking the yellow ones. The yellow Los Angeles Kings throwback sweaters.
Yep.
All right, cool. So that's your two so far. What do you got for your – what are you hitting us with on the turn?
Coming around the turn, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a moment to think about this.
Oh, man.
This is – I only have two more picks left, and I want to make them count.
I'm going to make a marker in the show so I can do the da na 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 na.
Why don't you not do that?
Oh, I'm going to do it. It's already happening.
Why don't you not do that, you son of a bitch?
I have a list here. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have about 10 jerseys on here, and yeah. I have a few jerseys that are like – I don't think most people would have thought of them. I'm hoping you don't take my next pick. I have one that I would really like to pick. If you just stay away from it.
You know what I'm gonna do? I thought
you son of a bitch. You're gonna do it. You son of a bitch. You're gonna do it.
I thought long and hard about this.
Hold on. Let's see here. Hold on here. Let's see here. Hold on. I don't have a piece of paper to write it on. Okay. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right, I'll believe you if I took yours.
All right.
I don't think I did that. I really don't think
okay,
I did.
That's fair.
It's the Chicago Blackhawks.
Which ones? Which ones? Which ones?
It's their winter classic.
You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! Oh, my God. I just blew people's ears out by yelling. You son of a bitch. I literally have the fuck.
Is it the 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the cream stripes.
Yeah, the black sweaters with the cream. Yeah, the black sweaters with the creams. You son of a bitch.
I think Johnny Taves was on the cover of
Chell.
One of the NHL games wearing that jersey. It's so I think it has the classic Blackhawks crest in the center.
And the pants are sick, too. They have, like, their black pants, but they have, like, a big
– little red triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You getting yelled at here? You getting yelled at on the show? Live on the show, Anthony's getting yelled at.
Go ahead and take your – go ahead and make your pick.
Uh-oh, Anthony's off. Anthony's off right here. So I'm going to take my two picks here. I am first – after Anthony just rudely took – my Chicago Blackhawks sweaters from the Winter Classic a few years ago, six sweaters. I have a hard time choosing here. I'm going to go with the Minnesota North Stars. I was a huge fan of the white. Okay, you're back here. I was stalling. I don't even know if I want to take these sweaters anymore.
Hey, I'm back.
You know what? We finished the draft. We finished the show without you already. All right.
Damn it.
So I was going to say I was going to take the Minnesota North Stars sweaters, their home ones, I think I like the white ones better. So I'm going with
the white ones were the home ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. I'm going with the white Minnesota North Stars sweaters around the turn. And my last pick, so you going to write this one down here, bud?
I got you. The 401. Here you go.
401, this may come as a surprise. It may not. There's so many good sweaters on my list. Holy shit. My last pick is going to be the Atlanta Thrashers.
Ugh.
Those light blue sweat.
They had no good jerseys. That's a trash pick.
Is it?
Wow.
I'm going with it anyways. I stand by it. I stand by it.
That's the worst pick.
I stand by it.
Wow.
I stand by it here. Light blue with the Atlanta on the left shoulder.
Basically just drafted a kicker in the fourth round.
Nah, no way. No way, dude. No way. I want to hear your last picks, and then I will be able to tell you what was on my list that I probably should have went with instead of those Thrasher jerseys.
All right. Coming in at the 402, I'm gonna take a jersey that you might give me crap just like I just gave you crap. But I'm picking the 90s Lightning jersey.
Dude, with the lightning strike, with the lightning bolts on him?
It was their third jersey.
Darren Poopa, buddy. Darren
yeah,
Poopa.
Darren
Poopa time, buddy.
Darren MF Poopa.
We had
the lightning jersey. It's got the lightning bolts coming out of the sleeves. It's got the old.
That's also
old
a garbage take.
Logo. No, dude, it's a sweet.
It's also it's a garbage take because you're a homer right there, buddy. You went with the lightning sweater. That's a homer pick. You took two homer picks, by the way. You took two homer picks. You went with the Hawks, which one of our biggest fans is a Hawks fan, and then you went with the homer team in the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, like, that's just bullshit. I call shenanigans.
You're just mad because everyone's going to like my picks
better. No way, dude. No way. You may win this first draft, but there will be many other drafts.
Let me go ahead and recap the draft.
Recap the draft here, bud.
I'm going to go ahead and recap it. So, coming in at the 101, we had the original Ducks jerseys, the eggplant colors. That was my pick. Vinny had the Kachina jerseys at the 102.
Just say your team here, bud. Say your team. Just say your team. Yeah. Yeah, no reason to go through the draft again. Let the listeners know what your team is.
Vinny, I have like four jerseys left. Can you just let me read them, you son of a bitch?
Buddy, okay, fine. I'll just let you do you, boo.
Just let me recap the draft.
Recrap the draft.
It's a recrap. Let me recap. Anyways.
Doing a real crappy job.
At the turn, Vinny picked the Liberty and New York Rangers jerseys. I came in at the 202 picking LA's 70s yellow jerseys. Vinny came back at the 30. Oh, no. I came at the turn with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. That wasn't the turn, you dummy.
Vinny came in with the North Star whites. And finished with the worst pick of all time with the Thrasher.
Dude, no way.
Butters. And then I finished this off with the Tampa Bay Lightning 90s third.
So my team is the Cochina jerseys from the Arizona Coyotes, the New York Rangers Statue of Liberty jerseys, the Minnesota North Stars white jerseys, and the Atlanta Thrashers light blue sweaters. Anthony's team. Because it's just much easier for people to understand what team is which instead of the draft, going over the draft again.
Really, no one's going to remember by year anyway.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. So you can check that out on Twitter at the Power Play Pod. Go and vote. Let us know what you think. And if you have any draft ideas, any hockey draft ideas, let us know.
But before we get into that, if there's a jersey you think we missed,
yes,
let us know.
So
let us know what you think we missed.
Let me go over my list that I have here that missed the cut that I was that
honorable
honorable mentions. I had The Colorado Avalanche jerseys, the ones that they have now that they also had back in the 2000s, are on my list. The Dallas Stars classic sweaters back in the 2000s with the forest green and the actual star on the bottom. That was on my list as well. Anthony, did you just pull your headphones out? Are you out of here? Are you still here?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. He's like left the screen here. I thought he was leaving me. No, he was done for the show. So yeah, the classic Dallas Stars in the early 2000s. Then I also have the Buffalo Sabres black jerseys, the black and red ones. Those were sick. The old like Buffalo Sabres jerseys, the black ones.
Oh yeah, those are pretty cool.
They were on my list. And last on my list, was a more recent one. The Ottawa Senators, those black and those striped ones, the black and like cream and. You know what I'm talking about?
Those are sick too.
That was my list. That was my honorable mentions list that just missed the cut. I'm super pissed off that Anthony picked the Chicago Blackhawks winner classic jerseys. That could possibly be a game changer here. That may win you this draft, other than the fact that it's a homer pick and the Tampa Bay Lightning pick is a homer to pick.
You did pick the the Liberty jerseys. That's what I really want.
That's true.
Was the Liberty jerseys.
I'll trade you the Liberty jerseys for I'll give you the Liberty. Never mind. So on that note, folks, if you have any other draft ideas or if we miss a sweater that you think deserves to be on this list, let us know. Come up with your own top four list of jerseys if you'd like. Let us know what you think at the Power Play Pod on Twitter and all over social media, Facebook, Instagram. Check us out. Anthony does a great job running those pages. Yeah, on that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Anthony, do you have any last words?
Nope, that was it. I feel like these summertime pods
the summertime pods are just going to be a lot of fun, man. We're going to release so much more new content. We're going to try and get the YouTube up. We're going to get our guests, our pro guests on the show. We've got a great lineup, and now that we got the People Studio officially up and running, We're firing on all cylinders. So you're not going to want to miss the summer of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all the platforms. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode. Thank you and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.
Son of a bitch.